Yes, and joining me is Michelle Hutchinson, who is in charge of, well, she's senior fundraising manager for Cambridgeshire for Macmillan Cancer Support. I was really shocked to find that you expect that for this coffee morning this week, you're expecting to lose £20 million.
Yeah, that's right, Tony. So last year we raised £27.5 million. And we kind of forecast a 20 million drop this year because of the pandemic. So we are very much finding different ways that our supporters can do coffee morning, whether it be virtually or a takeaway stand. But yes, it's a significant drop at a time when people living with cancer need our support more than ever.
Absolutely. I mean, getting together is the problem, isn't it, really? Because we at the Cambridge 105 Radio have for 6 years now, you know, raised money, raised a couple of £1,000 for you. And that's just not on. I'm speaking to you from home. So many of us are broadcasting from home. The studios are open only to one or two of the programmes. It has to be that way. And I imagine that's the problem.
Yeah. So the messaging we're very much sending out to the public is that they need to do it safely in line with the guidelines, but there are ways to do it. People are still keen to support us. So I've already kind of mentioned a couple which will be virtual. So as we are now, Tony, we're using Zoom, but there's other conferencing facilities you can use with your work colleagues or, you know, your friends and family. You could do a quiz, for example, or do something fun like have some big kind of baking live. There's lots of ideas. And then the socially distanced coffee morning, so you can have a stall outside your house. It depends, obviously, what area of the UK you live in, because there are different guidelines. So I'm not going to go into the specifics, but obviously you need to follow the guidelines where you live around social distancing limits on people. But you could have staggered start times, extend the time of your coffee morning. So rather than maybe having a 2 or 3 hour coffee morning, you may want to run it all day or over a couple of days. And the other one that's proving quite popular is what we call cakeaway, where people are sort of doing a delivery service, or people are just pulling up, getting the cakes and the goods and then kind of taking them away. So, and the other thing we're doing differently this year, moving away slightly from tea and cake, is asking people to take on a challenge. So it could be that they do a run or a walk or a cycle, or they go out with their friends and family, again, following the guidelines, take a thermos and a snack and do a nice walk. So something there for your well-being. And the other one is where you kind of just raise a mug to sort of somebody who's been affected by cancer and make a donation at the same time to Macmillan. So lots of different ways. There's lots of information on our website, macmillan.org.uk, as well, to make sure that people are clear, you know, that they are doing that safely for themselves and also for the you know, the people who are at these coffee mornings.
You said earlier that you're forecasting a loss of 20 million. And you had 27.5 million, I think, from the coffee morning last year. So that's a major problem. Where do your funds come overall? What sort of proportion is the coffee morning part of that?
Our income last year was around about 227 million. So you can see it's a huge proportion of that, around about 10%. So in terms of our funding, we are 98% funded by the public. We get no government funding at all. So we rely on the public to do events for us, to make donations, etc. So it's a huge loss to us in terms of the impact of coffee morning. So that's why we are kind of urging people to please support us, but to do so safely.
Are you thinking of having other such events maybe to boost your funds?
So we've launched quite a few initiatives during the pandemic. We've launched virtual quizzes. We have a new platform called Games Night In, and there's different ways there you can get involved and have fun virtually. So one of them is the virtual quiz, but we also have a murder mystery event. And we've launched another new product recently called Mighty Miles. So we usually have a series of marathon walks across the UK in very scenic and beautiful locations where everybody's doing it for the same cause, and that's fundraising for Macmillan. And they're really popular events of bringing people together, having, you know, taken on challenges. It's a marathon, so it's not something to take on lightly, but you can have fun with your friends and family or work colleagues, etc., at the same time as doing a challenge. But what we're doing is we're encouraging people to do miles, you know, around their garden or local areas or somewhere, and raise money to plug that gap for the fact to recognise we've had to cancel our Mighty Hikes campaign this year.
And how much greater demand has there been for Macmillan nurses during the pandemic? Because I imagine people are so separate, aren't they, from family help very often.
I can't specifically answer how much demand there's been for Macmillan nurses, but there's been an increase on our services overall. So one of the services we have is our Macmillan support line, which is our phone line for friends and family, as well as the person living with cancer. and we saw a huge spike in demand after the pandemic, particularly with those people in the shielding category. So only have you got concerns about your cancer, but then when you might have appointments cancelled or treatment cancelled, that really did heighten any anxieties people had. And also we're now preparing for sort of an influx of financial concerns. As you know, the government retention scheme runs out the end of October, and then we feel there could be an influx of people needing financial support depending on their circumstances. But yeah, it did create what we call a perfect storm of the cancer diagnosis and treatment backlog. And we feel with the pressures on the NHS as we get into winter, and with potentially the concerning news we've all seen, like today, you know, if a second wave was to impact, then again, that's going to cause more anxiety and more impact on people with cancer, and those financial and emotional concerns as well as the physical concerns as well. So the demand is more than ever there for our services, and we're doing everything we can to adapt and support those people at a time when we're seeing a significant drop in our income.
And I imagine someone who is diagnosed or has a threat of cancer must feel incredibly lonely, even if they do have family around, at this time of not being able to really do very much.
Yeah, so one of the things that obviously heightens your anxiety is you're not able to get with friends and family. So we do, as I said, we have the support line. We also have the Macmillan online community, which is available 24/7, and you can go on there and there'll be people in similar circumstances, and you can kind of put in, you know, your type of cancer or your concern. You can talk to people online at any time, day or night. And the other thing that we've got, again, is this all on our website, macmillan.org.uk, is we launched during the pandemic a telephone buddy system. And this is a new service where I think it's over a 12-week period. You can have someone talk to you every week over that phone, and it's kind of that, I suppose it's that virtual hug, but to listen to their concerns, just somebody to talk to on a one-to-one basis. Yes, it does have to be over the phone because of the guidelines, but that's a new service that will hopefully, you know, not plug that gap, but really help to provide a bit of emotional support at a very sort of distressing time for people.
You have been reinventing yourselves over this thing when you've even got, I think it says here, a coronavirus hub.
Yeah, so the cancer and coronavirus hub will basically help to answer any concerns you may have. So if you're shielding, if you can't see friends and family, you can go on there and access, and it will signpost you to other services, just what's available in terms of Macmillan services, but also some kind of guidance and reassurance of others, as I said, other signposts out there. So that's something we've launched, and it's very, very popular in kind of helping people to find other ways that they can get support, albeit not face to face.
Right. Well, Michelle Hutchinson, thank you very much indeed.
It does, tea and cake. It's all about Friday, the 25th of September. But thank you so much for your support on having us in today, Tony, and for your past with Coffee Morning.